Welcome to the FishExplorer.com's Fly Fishing Podcast. This is a show where we talk about everything from how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for, and whatever else we want to talk about. We will talk to the legends of fishing, guides, fishermen, and anybody else who wants to talk fishing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Good morning, evening, afternoon, everybody. This is Tim Fishman Emery with the Fishing Podcast at FishExplorer.com. If you're just checking us out on the web, found us through iTunes or whatever resource you found us at, the website, www.FishExplorer.com, the number one resource for fishing information in the state of Colorado and beyond. We have all kinds of information about lakes, rivers, fly fishing, conventional tackle, whatever you want to do, we can lead you to it. So it's a great place to be. This week's podcast is with a special guest. I had known this guy vicariously through his books because he's an author for years, and then finally I got to meet him at a later date. He was one of my guides and pros at the Carp Slam, and he is right now working at Front Range Anglers in Boulder, Colorado. His name of his book is called In Neck Deep. It's a fly fishing story or a fishing story about a guy's journey to become a fisherman, which is really intriguing. Mr. Jay Zimmerman, how are you, Jay?
Doing well, Tim. Doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Hey, Jay, let's start off with the book because I read the book and I know you hate talking about it, which, you know, I guess you authors are all kind of like that. But I love the book. I thought it was very real and very down to earth. Tell us a little bit about the book, In Neck Deep, and kind of where you got the inspiration and so forth.
Well, I did growing up reading all the short essays and stories from a lot of writers out here in Colorado. And this is when I grew up in Ohio along Lake Erie. And I was just intrigued by Colorado and the area here, mainly because of some of the writers that you guys have here. And I eventually emigrated this way. So
the writers like John Gearock and those guys?
Exactly.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
I tried to base my style of writing off of that, and I did not know at the time that it was a very unlucrative endeavor.
You thought you were going to be a millionaire, didn't you?
Of course.
You didn't realize there are only 20 fly fishermen that read those books.
Yes, I did not know that.
Well, the book takes you on a journey up to Alaska, if I remember correctly, and you worked on some commercial fishing boats and so forth. What's that like?
Well, there's in just Alaska, there's so many different seasons and types of commercial fishing, and from the TV shows there, the crabbing has become very well known, kind of what the rigors that these guys go through. But there's a lot of other, long lining for halibut, which I did, and just the seining for salmon. And there's with every species, there's probably three or four different techniques, commercial techniques, some more or less hazardous in the environment. Yeah, so every port, every city along the coast there in Alaska has every fishing is sort of the hub of commerce. So.
And that's really fishing work as work, not fishing, because it's really a lot of hard work, right?
No, brutally hard work. Very big distinction between sport fishing and commercial fishing. In Alaska. I mean, we talk to a lot of native Alaskans. You have to specify what type of fishing you're talking about. If you just refer to it as fishing, they're assuming that you're talking about commercial fishing. I guess sport fishing is just something you do when you have some extra time, which during the short summer isn't very often.
That's great stuff. Hey, so let's turn now to fishing in Colorado because that's
sport fishing in Colorado.
Sport. Yeah, that's a good idea. Sport fishing, and you're in the Boulder area, so let's go rivers first. Big Thompson, Pooter, fall time of year, end of October. We just had a huge cold snap, which killed everything. What's going on? What are you seeing and hearing? I know we're only a couple days removed from this cold snap, but what's kind of your experience of what's going to happen?
My experience over the years at this time of year, the end of September, first half of October, is usually my favorite time of year to fish, especially Front Range, Colorado. The water's low, clear, there's a lot of fish, a lot of hungry fish, and you've got a lot of brown trout, you know, a lot of these local streams, the Clear Creek, Boulder Creek, South Boulder, and you are starting to see them kind of moving into the shallow areas of the creek, into the gravel to spawn, but the fishing's been really good. Yeah, that two or three day really harsh cold snap slowed everything down, but the sun came out and it fired up really quickly.
Yeah, that's
really good fishing right now.
Right. So, what kind of, let's get a little bit deeper into that. What kind of techniques are you going to be using for the next 2-3 weeks before we really get into winter?
Well, it's kind of in that crossover period between kind of that late summer, fall, really aggressive trout eating caddis, in that transition into that smaller mayfly and midge stuff of winter. So on warm days, you're still going to see big bugs. You're still even going to see terrestrials and grasshoppers falling into the water. And you're going to see trout eating big stuff on top aggressively on some days. But a little bit of cold weather, it will suddenly turn into winter fishing, where you're fishing size 22 and 24 blue-winged dolphin mayflies or midges. And that could even be in the course of one day. You get out on Boulder Creek in the morning. You're not going to see a lot of rising fish, maybe a couple sipping blue-winged dolphins in a big pool, but the fishing's going to be slow, and you're going to have to be methodical, just like you would in the middle of February. But then after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the water temperature's gone up 4 or 5 degrees. You're seeing grasshoppers and caddis popping out. Grasshoppers falling in, caddis popping out. So just in the course of one day, if the weather's right, you can have winter fishing for the first half of the day and great end of summer fall fishing in the afternoon.
Yeah, I think you're right. Are you using a lot of dry dropper techniques, or are you?
With the water being kind of like on Boulder Creek, about 25 CFS, Clear Creek about 80 CFS. I think the Big Thompson right now is about 90 CFS.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot of dry and dropper, because they will come eagerly to something on top, the size 16 stimulator, elk or caddis, something nice and bushy and buoyant. But they're also eating the nymphs a lot, too. But also, it's a nice stealthy approach. There's lower, clearer water. So it's kind of hard to beat a dry dropper rig. You know?
Right. And that presentation.
Yeah, what? Yeah. And sometimes, you know, a big dry, so you can see it, but it maybe a small midge dropper.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good combo.
Yeah. Yep. No, I agree. I was up a couple weeks ago fishing the Big Thompson, and it was real slow, and then all of a sudden you started seeing the fish come out of nowhere, and they were chowing on anything they could get a hold of, but it was still a presentation thing. We could see them and see what they were doing. We just had to make the right presentation to get them to eat, which is always the fun part of what we do.
Yeah. And, you know, the Big Thompson, especially up high on the Big T's, becoming definitely more technical every year. It gets all, you know, gets a lot of pressure, and because it's catch and release up there, those fish become educated.
Right.
It's a fun obstacle, though.
Yeah, it is. Now, you've been doing a lot of high mountain lake fishing recently, up until the cold snap, and probably going forward too. What's going on up higher?
Well, it's definitely starting to get colder up there, and it isn't going to affect the fishing until it ices up. But it affects your travel plans, certainly, especially if you're wanting to get up in the high country and spend a few nights up in the Rocky Mountain National Park or something, which is always really fun, kind of that end of August, anytime in September. But once it gets into mid-October, you're looking at carrying a lot of warm clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You could get snowed on at any moment, really. But the fishing is just phenomenal. I mean, the more time you spend up there, the more you fall in love with it.
Right.
Some of these high alpine lakes, and there's some very good-sized fish, very naive fish, and very beautiful, especially when you get into those good greenback cutthroat fisheries where your average fish is in that 16, 17-inch range, and they've never seen a fly. It really makes you look like a hero.
That's because you walked further than anybody else, right?
Exactly. It has nothing to do with fishing prowess at all.
Are you using dries? Are you using small nymphs? What are you doing up there?
You know, I take them on leech streamers, nymphs, emergers, dry flies, although, I mean, they'll eat anything. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You can break off a twig and throw it in the water, and you'll have 5 or 6 fish try to eat it. So fly selection has nothing to do with it. Although we use a lot of big dries,
right,
up there in those lakes, mainly so that we can capture a good eat, or even a refusal. If it's a big and ugly enough fly, it'll show up on film well, but you can occasionally get a nice refusal, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of ironic that you're going up there trying to get a 20-inch greenback to come up, kiss the bottom of your fly, and then leave. But that just goes to show you how good the fishing is. You'll actually try to find a fly that they won't eat just so
right.
You get a good shot on camera.
Right. Well, that's great. Good to know. So being in a Boulder area, you also fish a lot of the lakes in the area because you being a warm water guy as well and the inventor of, if I'm not mistaken, I just spaced it out. What's your fly?
The carp fly that came out with Umpqua Feather Merchants last year was the Backstabber.
Right.
Fly. It's been a real killer pattern on for carp the last couple of years here locally on the Front Range. Although keep an eye out for Rob Kwan is finally coming out with that belly crawl, that fly that he's been winning these carp tournaments with.
So right.
It's actually out. The belly crawl is out by Solitude as of now. Actually, we just got the first batch in.
Mm-hmm.
But we do a lot of bass fishing here too, and the new fly that we have out, the Jesus Lizard, it's new from Umpqua in 2010.
Right.
Is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sexy looking bass fly. Yeah.
Right. So, and you've been fishing the lake, or what's the reports on the lakes around you? You fish Boulder and some of the other reservoirs.
I spend a lot of time in Boulder and up in Longmont too, looking for bass and carp mainly.
Mm-hmm.
That cold front, it was starting to wind down a little bit. There's still a lot of carp here. And that cold front really, really slowed it down.
Right. Right.
You can still rustle up a carp or two now, but you're going to have to go out, spend all day, be there at the right time, at the right place, and really work hard for them. And you're only doing that if you have a point to prove, really.
Right. Yep. That's kind of what we're hearing about. Most of the lakes around here have really slowed down, but hopefully we'll get, you know, 5 or 6 days of nice Indian summer here and might keep things.
I'm counting on it. Trust me, I'm counting on it. I hope.
I'm not ready to hang them up yet.
No.
Not that we would hang them up through the winter, but I'm still willing to fish.
It's so much more difficult. It's already a type of fishing with a fly that is as close to impossible as you can get. And then,
right.
Then you add winter fishing to the mix. And,
right.
Yeah.
Right,
What are we trying to prove?
Exactly. Well, Jay, tell us a little bit more about where you're located. Do you have any more books coming out?
I've got a couple projects coming out. One just kind of a primer guide to kind of the Boulder area, Boulder County area, both warm water and cold water that trout too. But kind of a Yeah, primer is something kind of comical, a little funny and light, but very informative. So that's a project that I'm working on now, book-wise. But
right.
I'm doing a lot of work with short little fishing movies and videos and stuff like that that we stick on our website, frontrangeanglers.com, and to YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of some fishing for High Lake cutthroat and a lot of carp videos, too, on YouTube we have.
Mm-hmm.
Fly fishing for carp in Colorado series that we got put together.
Fantastic. Well,
yeah, it's Front Range Anglers here in Boulder. 303-494-1375. We're open every day, so anybody who wants to give a call, has a question, or is coming into the area, give a call.
Good deal. Well, we're good. We're about out of time, so I appreciate your time on such short notice.
No worries, Tim. Anytime.
It's always good to talk to you, and then we'll be seeing you here in the near future, getting prepared for the Carp Slam next year, same time of year. So that should
Absolutely.
Be fun.
Well, sign me up.
So get ready for that, and
maybe don't sign Bob up this year. How's that?
I don't know. He's defending champion 2 years.
Yeah, I know.
Ago, so
tell him a different date so he doesn't show up.
Yeah, I'll try that one.
Yeah. Well, it won't work, but it's worth a shot.
I know. I don't think I can keep it that secretive. But appreciate it. Make sure everybody go check out Front Range Anglers. And Jay, we'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
So there are just a couple weeks left for us to get out there and go fishing, and then we get into the doldrums of November waiting for the ice to come on and freezing. Thank goodness it's football season and hunting season, but things are still good. So make sure you get out there and go fishing. My thanks to Jay Zimmerman today, our guest. He was very good. I may be able to get out and go fish the South Park area early next week, so I will let you know how that goes, and hopefully it is fantastic. From what I'm hearing on reports, fishing is really good right now. Browns are getting ready to spawn. You should be fishing egg patterns and streamers because they're aggressive, and the whitefish are spawning as well, so it is a great time to be out there. Hopefully you are going to go fishing. If you have any questions or comments at any time about the Fly Fishing Podcast or fishing podcast here at fishexplorer.com, please email me at tim@fishexplorer.com. In the meantime, make sure you tell all your friends to go fishing and all your friends about Fish Explorer, and make sure you get out there and go fishing.